Stop 6. York Minster. Before setting foot into Marjorie Kemp's world, please pay attention to the following information about the admissions of the Minster. The general ticket price for entry is £20 for adults and free for children under 18 years old. If you're a resident or student in York, you can enter the Minster for free with a valid proof of address or student ID. It is not necessary to enter the Minster for this audio tour, as detailed descriptions of the architecture will be provided, yet it is recommended if you'd like to see the features described for yourself. It was a rather comfortable late summer afternoon in 1417, when suddenly a chilling breeze flicked through the women's long wool kirtles along the street. Marjorie Kemp, a religious woman who was infamous for her noisy weeping and sobbing, arrived in the city of York. You can imagine a middle-aged, slightly wrinkled woman dressed in a white mantle entering this grand building in front of you, the Minster. Known as the earliest English written autobiography, the Book of Marjorie Kemp is an in-depth narrative of a medieval woman's life as a wife, mother, and Christian. It is important to note that travelling alone as a woman in the early 1400s was no easy matter. Despite the many perils and threats, Kemp arrived at York, where she vividly depicts her experience and interaction with the Minster. When you enter the Minster through the west front, you are walking into the nave, which stretches from the main entrance into the transepts. This part is designed for congregation, and since York Minster is one of the largest cathedrals in England, it can hold up to 2,000 people. Under the same roof, Marjorie Kemp sat on one of the benches during a Sunday Mass service 600 years ago. During the service, she would sob loudly, a form of affective piety, demonstrating her highly emotional, personal devotion to the humanity of Jesus. This expression of reverence was a common practice in the late medieval period, symbolizing an intimate and sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. After you have reached the end of the nave, turn left and head down to the north transept, where you will see the Five Sisters window. It is distinct from other windows in the Minster as the only grisaille glass, which is a style of monochrome painting on glass using shades of grey, black or brown. This type of glass painting often features intricate, non-figurative patterns on white or clear glass. As the largest example of grisaille on glass in Europe, the window was completed around 1250, a transformative period for York Minster, as the north and south transepts were completed. At the bottom of the window, you can see a delicate panel replicating the story of Habakkuk feeding Daniel in the lion's den. In the Book of Marjorie Kemp, the vivid portrayal of biblical elements in stained glass triggers her sobbing and weeping time after time. Although these windows were not specifically mentioned in the book, Marjorie Kemp would have noticed them when she reached the courtroom, where clerics in York confronted her. The first part of the Minster that Kemp encountered is the Chapter House. Located on the north side of the building, it is the courtroom and meeting place of the Minster's canons. This over 700 years old room has an octagonal shape and is notable for its circular vaulted ceilings and exquisite carvings. The dean and chapter would manage the administrative affairs and conduct business in this room. Moreover, it served as a court for legal matters. Remarkably, torture was strictly forbidden during the trials of the Templars, which were highly uncommon among medieval churches for not using a brutal style of interrogation. Condemnation to death is also not allowed in the chapter house in York Minster due to the canonical laws. In the book, Marjorie Kemp is interrogated by ecclesiastical authorities, who regard her white dress and preaching as heretical. She successfully defended herself by answering these accusations with her religious experiences. For instance, she encounters intense visions of Jesus Christ during her pilgrimage to Jerusalem. She witnesses the crucifixion and experiences physical and mental outbursts as she imagined Christ's passion. On the other hand, Marjorie Kemp emphasizes her visit to St. William's Shrine in the Minster. To access the shrine, exit the chapter house, cross the vestibule into the north transept, and proceed to the north choir aisle. There, you will see the stairs leading down into the 12th century crypt, close to the central tower area. St. William of York was a descendant of an Anglo-Norman nobleman, and this familial wealth and power gained him status in the clerical office. He became the Archbishop of York for the first time in 1141, yet was deposed shortly after due to unfavourable circumstances and slanders. After the death of his political opponents, he regained his position in 1153 after appealing to the Pope in Rome. However, this victory did not last long, as he became severely ill shortly after his return, and he died 3 weeks later. There were rumours that the cause of his death was a murder committed by his rivals, but there were never any evidence or proof to this conjecture. His tomb was honoured and became one of the most important pilgrimage destinations in the country for centuries. His shrine also became the main reason for Marjorie Kemp's visit in York. The Book of Marjorie Kemp offers us great insights into the dynamics of medieval York. We can see the religious importance of the city through a woman's account, which is totally rare in the medieval period. If you're inside the York Minster, remain there for the first part of the next stop. If not, look at the statues and sculptures on the outside of the building featured in Susanna Clarke's York.